Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Guide Dog Users of California. We're starting out with our business meeting. Today is April the 9th, 2016. I don't know if we're recording this or not, but hopefully, and at least we're going to use the microphone as much as possible. So I'm going to ask Charlene when we need to, which will be in just a couple of minutes, if she will take the mic around. That's one reason I wanted everyone close, as well as the fact that I think it's easier to hear in this humongous room if we're closer together. I'm finding out as I get older, my hearing it's much more difficult to hear stuff echoey in this place. Yes. Yeah, that one too. Thank you, Helen. Yes. And I'm going to do it. So with that, I'm going to start out and ask, pass the mic over to our treasurer who has our roster so we can call the roll. And Marcy?
Okay.
Thank you.
Pass the mic, please. Pass the mic, please.
The mic. Pass the mic, please. Oh, I'm not passing the mic. Okay. All right. Robert Acosta, Ruth Ann Acosta, Jerry Amundson, Gene Andrews, Beth Berenson, Jim Blackston, Christy Crespin, Becky Davidson, Diane Deutsch, Margie Donovan, Evelyn Drury, Tony Eames, William Elliott, Miley George, Susan Glass, Diane Harms. David Jackson, Jan Johnson, Catherine Johnson, Lynette Kersey, Debbie Kessler, Deborah Kramer, Sally McGuire, Dolores Mann. I said, Fred Marin. Okay, Alice McGrath. Yay, Michelle McGrew, Ken Metz, Pamela Metz, Adele Moeller, Linda O'Neill, Charlene Ornelas, Peter Pardini. Damian Pickering, Linda Perel, Albert Rizzi, Marianne Hewitt Robbins, Guillermo Robles. Oh, okay. David Ralston, Richard Ruetta, Linda Samulski, Terry Straw, Leslie Tom. Oh boy. Okay, Nancy Unger. That's good. Penny Valdivinos. Frank Welty. Aisha Wendt. Robert Wendt. Judy Wilkinson. Vivian Younger. And Vita Zavoli, I'm here.
All right. We're fine. We just made it, but we did. And I know others are actually here. So if we build it, they will come. All right. Once again, I want to thank all of you for being here. And also we have some new members that have joined, although unfortunately at this meeting they cannot vote yet. New members have to be here, and I need to bring my constitution, keep it with me next time, but I believe it's 30 days after they have become members. And they're... Okay, is there anyone in the room whose name was not called? Well, I'm going to do that. I want to pass this around anyway in a second so people can hear. There's John Dean and John Vandermort. It used to be John Dean. And who else? And oh, that's right. You're back as a member now. That's right. I was thinking of you as a member already. And anyone else besides Lynn and John? I think we'll do that at lunch, though. That way we'll have more people, and that way we can quickly then go over who you are and who your dog is and all that kind of stuff. All right. So with that, I'm going to start out with a report first from our treasurer, if she is ready. I want to do some of the business stuff and have Margie talk about something before we do elections, hoping that other people will get here in the meantime. Right now. So, Vita? And I know you sent it out.
That was what I was required to do.
Okay, you know what? I have my computer. I can read it if you give me a minute. So go on to the next item.
Good morning, everyone. So many of you know that we have been very involved with two major pieces of legislation with the CCB, of which I'm the rep from GDUC. We have SB 1331. Essentially, that bill will do three things. The Guide Dog Board must put together a brief flyer with bullet points, and the three guide dog schools in California has agreed to hand it out, and the flyer will tell you what the board does and cannot do. Secondly, and the largest part of this bill is to allow out-of-state instructors to come into California to provide aftercare, aka follow-up care. I'm not going to get hung up on the terminology. Without being licensed, but the school must be a member of the International Federation of IGD. International Guide Dog Federation. Thank you. And when Jeff and I were at the Capitol last, Senator Bill Gage, who's the immediate past chair of the Business and Professions Committee, actually came up with a great solution. And the solution is... accountants come into the state all the time, and they're not licensed in California. They just notify the accounting board, and then they're allowed to come in there and do work here. Unfortunately, yesterday I spent 3 hours on the board, the guide dog board meeting. The guide dog board, although we're moving forward, they voted down SB 1331. They're not in favor of it. They almost voted down AB 1824. AB 1824 makes it a criminal offense. They almost voted it down. Makes it a criminal offense if our dogs are attacked while they're not working. So right now, they have to be working in order for it to count. And pretty much the way law enforcement has viewed that is if the harness is on. GDB, thank you, GDB. They did a survey for us of their graduates in California, and of their respondents, one out of every three of the graduates had an attack on their dog, many why they were leaving their dog out of harness. So what the board did there yesterday, hats off to the attorney, because even though the board is trying to vote it down, she was telling her, kind of interpreting, and she was clearly in favor of it. So what the board has agreed to do is support 1824 with an amendment. And I told the board yesterday that we would be happy as CCB to accept their amendment. And the amendment is they want to make sure that the handler is responsible. Now, I don't know how they're going to measure this. So I'll just give you a silly example that was given, and it's I'm going to explain that with the example. So the example is somebody on the board yesterday says, well, what if I'm in San Diego and my dog's in Berkeley and with a pet care and the dog's attacked and, you know, the ADA, so they're coming up with these crazy excuses. You know, under the ADA, our guide dogs are only guide dogs when they're with us, not our spouses, no one else. So anyway, they're going to make an propose an amendment to the legislature, and we're prepared to accept that, as ridiculous as it is. The handler has to be a responsible handler. Yep. The other. Absolutely. That's it. At any rate, I'm just reporting. It's really, yeah, I'm just reporting. Ultimately, yes, that's the amendment. They're going to draft it and send it to, and we'll, yeah, absolutely. So that's where we are with our two bills. Vita, any questions about the bills before I give it to Vita?
I'm going to comment on this because I'm not sure. It's my personal opinion, and we'd have to take it up as GDUC. I'm not sure that's an amendment that we can really accept, and I'm basing it on our speaker that we had yesterday afternoon. If this was a person with an assistance dog, service dog, and when she was in the hospital, someone is taking care of her dog. Now, she obviously cannot, or whoever would be in a situation like that, being in a hospital, being unable to take care of their dog because of a physical reason and someone else doing it, that dog is still her service dog, and I'm not sure that this would really be acceptable, in my opinion. But
I just want to say, in the interest of time, this is a CCB. This is now out of GDUC's hand. It belongs to CCB. The legislation does. If you have concerns that you want to express, there is a legislative committee meeting at 4:15 today. I don't know the room off the top of my head, but it's in the program. That would be the thank you, governmental. That would be the place to come and voice such concerns. All right. Thank you.
Ken, we're ready for the treasurer's report? Okay. This treasurer's report spans from December 4th, 2015 to April 2nd, 2016. The opening balance is $4,223.65. Deposits, dues for two members, $40. Bank charge reimbursement for a balance check was $32. Total deposits was $72. Expenditures, affiliate dues to CCB for GDUC is $50. An exhibitor fee for $40. Two door prizes to CCB for $50. Total expenditures $140. Our closing balance is $4,155.65. Respectfully submitted by Vita Zavoli, Treasurer.
Somebody needs to move to accept the Treasurer's report.
I move that we accept the Treasurer's report as read.
Alice
McGrath.
And I'll hand the mic back to Ken. Here you go, Ken.
Thank you. Okay. All those in favor of accepting the Treasurer's report, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Abstentions? I remembered. Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, Vita. Appreciate that. Okay, the only thing I'm going to say, and we're not going to discuss legislation because we really can't. I mean, we could give ideas, but at the same time, the best possibility is for any of you who have thoughts on what you heard a few minutes ago to attend the governmental affairs meeting this afternoon, and I hope some of you do. I will be there. I will tell you that. I may, but I think this may be more important right now. I think I need to represent and be here for GDUC. So I personally will be at the fundraising, at the fundraising governmental affairs meeting. I'll be at governmental affairs certainly for a little bit while we discuss this anyhow. I think the important thing is that as long as our dogs are under control would be my thought. Sycamore room at 415, that's down near the dog relief area, I believe. Okay. We're going to go into elections. Is Linda Perrell here? Are you reporting for Linda, Beth? Okay. Can I give you a microphone then, please? And what Beth is going to do for Linda's report on the nominations committee. And we have some opportunities for people to become officers, board member, whatever, and she will give you the report.
I have to tell you that she talked to me before coffee. So if I'm missing something, please let me know, and I probably have the information in my head somewhere. Okay, so if your name is not on the nominating committee list and you would like to run from the floor, you need to be a member of this organization for at least 6 months. And if 60 days. And if I'm not mistaken, you have to be a guide dog handler. No, you don't. Okay, so. Here we go. And if I forget a position, Ken will nicely nudge me. Okay. Hi, Rosa. Okay, so the first position is, I believe it's either first or second vice president. First vice president. And the nominee from the committee would be Alice. Is there another Alice? It only counts here in this room. Alice McGrath. Okay, and there was a board position? What was the other position? Treasurer. And I believe that would be Miss Vita Zavali that was nominated again. And those are the two. Oh, shoot. Okay. Those are the only two that I was told. Okay, so the... Okay. So the other board position is Miley George.
And the only other thing, though, is that we will off the floor, we will be asking to elect a new secretary because our secretary is soon to be the new CCB president. So we're going to need someone to fill in for the one-year term remaining. All right. Vita?
I don't think that's an election. I think that's an appointment.
No, what the okay, the way I interpret the Constitution, it says that I would, or me and the board would appoint, but at the same time, it also says until we have a regular election, since today is a regular election day, I'm not going to appoint. The membership is here. It's a membership meeting. We'll elect. Okay. So, our first office is going to be vice president. And right now on the slate is Alice McGrath from the nominating committee. And so I'm going to open nominations for the office of vice president of GDUC. Are there any nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? Third time. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Frank.
I move that nominations be closed and that Alice McGrath be elected.
Second.
It's been moved by Frank, seconded by Judy, that nominations be closed and that Alice be elected GDUC vice president by acclamation. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Abstentions. Alice, congratulations. And
thank you very much. I am very, very proud of GDUC. We are out there doing great things. There's more to be done, and I look forward to doing it with you all. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the next is for treasurer. I don't know who else would want to do this, but that's a tough job, and Vita has done so well. The nominating committee has the incumbent, Vita Zabali, as our treasurer. And I'm going to open nominations. Any nominations from the floor for treasurer? Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? Margie.
I would like to move that nominations be closed and that we accept Vita by acclamation.
Alice second. Margie made the motion. And all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Abstention. Thank you, Vita. And here you go.
Let's send the mic down.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. I'll continue to crunch numbers. Thanks.
Yay. Hallelujah is my comment.
I'm supposed to thank Alice for being part of the nominating committee. Thank you, Alice McGrath.
Yes. She did it legally. Yes.
All
right. For the first board position, let's see. We have, you said Miley George. Am I correct? Oh, Secretary Africa? No, I'm not here because that's a special election. Yeah. So Miley George. And that's for one board position. And that is going to replace, Alice would have been the incumbent. Let me put it that way. Okay. You know, that's all we have is one board position because Vivian's here until next,
yeah,
till next year. Yeah. Alice still had 1 year left.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any, I'm going to open nominations for the board position. Right now, Miley George has accepted. She could not make it here, but she did accept because she wrote her candidate information. Our nominations are not now open for any nominations from the floor. Are there any nominations for board position? Are there any other nominations for the board position? Third and final, maybe. Are there any other nominations for the board position? And is there a second? Frank? So Charlene and Frank. And with that, okay, all those in favor of Miley George being nominated as board position, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. And abstentions? All right. Thank you. Now, okay, and Vivian still has 1 year left. All right. So we're straightened out now. Last one now, because of Judy moving, is secretary. We do not have anyone from the nominating committee because we had to wait until it would be official, so we couldn't do that ahead of time. So I'm going to open the floor for the nominations for the office of secretary of GDUC. Are there, and this is a 1 year term to complete Judy's term. Are there any nominations from the floor? What? Oh, go ahead. Yes, you can. And do you accept? Is there a second? That was Pam Metz who sort of said that with her voice. Are there any other nominations for the office of secretary? Are there any other nominations for the office of secretary? Vita?
Yeah.
Vita has nominated Vivian. Vivian, would you accept?
No.
If you do, then we go for a board position. Okay. Do you accept? You're still on the board, but you would be secretary. Is it? Okay, Vivian will accept. That's all right. We're going to have an election. That's why we have. Wait, I'm trying to remember. I'm sorry. Our puppy. Last time, any other nominations for the office of, what? Any other nominations for the office of secretary? And any other nominations for the office of secretary? Okay, nominations are closed. We have two, is there a second?
Frank?
Okay. We have two folks that are going to run, two candidates. And there's Pamela Metz, and there is Vivian Younger. Do either of you have someone to speak for you? We have to do it. We're just going to do a 2 minute speeches at the maximum. That's it. Okay. And Alice, okay. And anyone? Beth? Okay.
I've known Pam for probably over 10 years, and in the time that I've known Pam, she's been on all kinds of different committees. I think she has a lot of experience that will help us continue the great minutes that we have now. I definitely support her, and my coffee has not totally kicked in, but I really think you should definitely vote for Pam, because I think you've got a lot of professionalism and a lot of experience she'd bring to the board as well.
Hi, good morning. I would love to speak about Vivian. Vivian has been in this CCB community for a very long time. She, in her job, is an amazing supporter of people, both on a personal level and a professional level. Since she has joined the board, she has taken on the membership role for the chair of the membership committee and has instituted a wonderful campaign for bringing new members into GDUC. Even before joining the board, Vivian would call in and offer her ideas and her suggestions. Whenever it's time for a report, she sends the information to us ahead of time. She's a wonderful writer, and I ask for your support for Vivian Younger.
Okay, thank you. We're going to pass around some paper, and it's secret ballot. So, and I'm sorry, our puppy raised the name, was it Jan?
Jan.
Oh, okay. Hey, I did remember. And so if we're going to give each of you a piece of paper. If you want to vote for Pam, do not do anything with your ballot when we collect it. Just leave it straight. If you're going to vote for Vivian, tear off one corner, and then it'll be collected, and we will count the ballots. It has to go only to those who have been a member for at least 30 days.
That should be just 11
days. 60 days to hold an office, 30 days to vote. Yes.
Do we still only have 11 ballots then?
I don't think anyone else came in. Has anyone come in since we called roll? Oh, Rosa, but she just joined, so. Didn't she join? Oh, I'm trying to talk her into joining. Who came in? No, there was a gentleman.
Hold on.
Okay. State your name.
John Vandervoort. Oh, John Vandervoort.
John Vandervoort.
No, but he was already here.
Oh, was he? I'm
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought he just came in.
Okay. All right. So we... Yeah, so we have 11 ballots, okay? Again, if you're voting for Pam, leave it blank. If you're going to vote for Vivian, tear off one corner. And please, I'm going to ask Jan if she will collect the ballots here and count them for us, please. And... this won't take that long with 11. So Pam's are the one with no torn corner. Vivian has one torn corner off the ballot. Doom, doom. Vivian's a torn corner. But we love her anyways.
What'd she say?
And you're not even in a corner. That's a... Vivian, congratulations.
Hello. Well, thank you very much. All I have to say is, as long as the record button is on, I'll be okay for the meetings. Okay.
Now we have a board seat to fill.
Richard Nixon once said, "I am the president." Of course, he didn't know what he was doing either, so that's all right. that's not totally political. I didn't. Well, he said that too. Yes. Okay, along with that, we still have one more position to fill. We have a one-year board position to fill that Vivian has just vacated. With that in mind, I'm going to open nominations from the floor for a one-year board position. Yes? Okay, that's Christy? Christy. Is there a second? Frank seconded. Are there any other nominations for the board position? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations from the floor? Is there a second? Margie seconds. And all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Abstentions? Okay, congratulations, Pamela Metz.
And Beth, can I ask you?
Okay, thank you. I have missed working on the board and working. My goal is to co-chair fundraising with Tony because I have a lot of ideas on fundraising for and raising money for this organization. So, thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. There are two things that, for sure, that I would like to bring up so that we can have a little bit of discussion because we do have some time. And then I'm going to ask Alice once again to at least tell us briefly what the programs are because she will be introducing. But I'm looking at the time. And I was going to ask people because I knew it was a short. That's why I did that. The two questions I have, and then we'll go to Vita's. One, I would like to know if there are specific issues that any of you in here at this point would like to see GDUC working on. Obviously, we're working on the legislation right now. We have some committees in place. We want to get more ideas of what you would want for advocacy and things of that sort. But I'd like to hear, and Charlene, I'm going to ask you if you could pass the mic to those who may have a comment. Or Jan, I'm sorry. If you could do that, I would really appreciate it. So let's first see, I just want to go around and see if any of you have some thoughts of what you would like as members of GDUC to get involved in, what you think we should be involved in.
Raise your hand if you'd like to speak. Here's the mic. Okay, I happen to be membership chair and what we're doing is we're reaching out to the three guide dog schools. Two of them have agreed to put information from our, that we have out, like 10 reasons to join GDUC and other information. Oh, okay. Is that better? Okay. So obviously I was membership chair, and so here's our agenda right now and what we're hoping to accomplish. The first is the membership drive, which is happening right now. Oh, okay. I'll go backwards. That's okay. We're reaching out to the three California guide dog schools, and Guide Dogs of the Desert and Guide Dogs of America, thank you, both have agreed to put our information in their in the Californian packets, the graduates' Californian packets. And then also, I'm going to be writing an article to be submitted to the Alumni News with GDB because they don't have time for us to go speak, actually speak there. In addition, both GDA and GDD have allowed us to come and speak to during the classes, not graduation day, but during the classes about what we do. So we've started that. Now we're also working on an agency resource list for the blind. And what we're going to do with that list is once we have it, we're going to ask memberships who live by these agencies to set up a time where they can be on their programs whenever something is being offered there. And so right now we have 15 cities and or counties that are represented statewide. I'm a big advocate of statewide. Also, we will be working with the social media. We have not worked on that yet, but that is one of our goals. The other thing is the public service announcements. What we're doing with that right now is we're getting, you know, each place, each one has rules, and we have to actually write and find out what the rules are because it's really difficult these days to do public service announcements. So we wanted to get examples of what's required from two from Northern California and two from Southern California. Once a brochure has been made, a GDUC brochure has been made, at that point, we'll be able to reach out to the public at large. Now, the public at large, what will happen there is we're going to have seminars, telephonic seminars and or in-person seminars, along with our brochures and our ideas and our dogs and a representative. And we're going to be able to reach out and involve the public. For example, Diabetes Society, you know, that type of thing. The other thing with the membership drive that we're having right now, I just want you to know what the rules are so that, like, for the people who just joined, you can immediately be involved. Is it 30 days from now, you guys? Well, or right away?
They can be involved right now.
Okay. So you members who just joined but couldn't vote today, guess what? You can get on a committee, but right now you can help my committee out big time. And we have a membership drive going. So I'm going to tell you what the rules are really quick. You have to be a GDC member in order to bring on a new member. Now, when you bring on a new member,
There's a new member.
Okay. Okay.
Is that Nellie? Is Nellie here?
Nellie, are you here?
There you go. I knew there was a new person.
Okay. So what happens that it's hard to read Braille and hold this at the same time. I'm getting my reports all mixed up. Hold on. Could you hold that for a second?
Sure.
Yeah, this is blending in.
I got it.
Hold on. Okay. Now, yay, this is much better. Okay, great. All right. Yay, I have two hands. Okay. So let me just start over because I felt like that was not a very good job. I'm a perfectionist. So the membership drive rules, I wasn't saying them in a very succinct way. It's from March the 1st until June 31st, okay?
30th.
Hello. And so the top three members who bring on the most people on board, they're going to win a $100 Visa gift card donated by Helping Hands, and that's with Bob Acosta. So you must be a guide dog handler, and you also either have to have been accepted into a guide dog training program to be eligible. Then the third one is, and that's just for this contest, by the way, just so you understand. And then, so let's say you get a member. Yeah, I have a member. The member fills out the application, and oh, by the way, if that member needs help filling out the application, I feel it's part of my job to assist them with that. But once they send in their $20 dues plus the application to the treasurer, then you have to report back to me so I can put you down as a person that is towards that, okay? So she'll report it to me. Yes.
Okay, Vivian has handed me the microphone. I guess I'm supposed to say something. No, Christy, if... Yes, Christy's question was, if Nellie chooses to join today, does she need to complete an application today? No. Not only because she was a member before, if she chooses to join and give me the dues, I will take her address and so forth. And once I have an email address, that's enough for me to contact you so you can get the application. It does not have to be completed. Once your dues are in, you're a member.
Okay. So anyway, you guys, was there any questions about my report? All right, pass it on. Here we go.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Vivian. And that's a great contest. And also, I believe anybody that pays dues now will start officially, tell me if I'm correct, as of July 1st. Am I correct, Vita? Will it be immediate, but I mean it goes through 2017. That's my point, yeah. It goes from now through June 30th, 2017. So you don't have to pay another $20 as of July 1 is my point. Okay. All right. Very good. Nellie, glad to have you back as a member pretty soon. I have to wait till your dues is here and V to get your information. All right. So are there any other comments about things that you would like to see GDUC doing?
Okay. All right. So, we are supposed to have a report to the membership at this meeting on the recommendation support on the reaffiliation with GDUI.
Oh, is it okay? She reminded me because I know we were going to we'll do a very brief report, and Judy, I'm going to ask you to do that because you're the chair.
Margie, we are in the process of developing that report. The recommendation has been sent out to the list. The three things are going to happen. We recommend that they get on the list to participate in GDUI calls so that they can learn what GDUI is doing, listen in on those calls. We also are inviting people to join the list, which is an open list, and we have put that out to the list. We should probably put that out again, Ken, just because. And then we're still going to have a call later in the year for members to discuss the matter in the fall. And that is the end of my report. Yes, I said those two things, Vita. I said those two things.
And then Frank said,
yes.
Beyond the bills that we're working on currently, is that I think it is important for us to continue what we're doing in other advocacy areas, particularly in terms of advocating in behalf of people who experience access denials because of their guide dogs. And I also think that we would do well to put together and disseminate by what means we have in our disposal, both individually and collectively, a packet of educational materials about the rights and responsibilities of the public and the business owners in regard to service animal access and the issue of fake service animals. I used to favor pushing for legislation in terms of fake service animals, but what I've observed in terms of conversations in the guide dog community is that there really is not a consensus on what legislation, if any, should be done to address the fake service animal issue. So I think what I think everybody does agree on is the need for continued and more public education in order to make business owners and the general public aware of what what a service animal really is and is not, and what the access rights really are and are not.
Okay, I wanted to add to what Frank is saying. We need to include in that how to, or what they can do for, or their rights are for businesses. If a dog, whether it be a true service dog, guide dog, or just somebody claiming to have one, there are guidelines where they can ask the person to leave it. We need to include their rights. Okay. To add to Frank's, the information that there is protection for business owners regarding misbehaving dogs. I'm saying add that to what Frank said of send out information.
Hi, everyone. I'm not sure how to... Lynn, sorry. I don't even know how to go about this, but have we ever considered working with different cultural groups that have denied us access with our dogs? I don't know if... maybe I'm not saying it right, but for example, people who practice the Islamic faith, they have the mosques, and I think they have, you know, centers. And I'm wondering if we have ever considered trying to get a dialogue going so that they can educate their members about service animals. I know.
Anybody else with an idea?
Hi, this is Beth. I think it's Beth. I think it would be cool if we had something, and this might have been some of what we talked about before, and it went over my head maybe. If we had a piece of paper, so if you walk into a restaurant and they look at your dog. I've been with lots of people who this has happened to. They look at your dog and go, no dogs, no dogs. And if we had something, we could show them the law. And maybe even go to, you know, some different business meetings and educate people about this. It's definitely something I would be willing to do in San Francisco, to go and talk to them about this.
I know one of the things that I have been thinking about is each region in this state is different, has different access issues. I know because LA County is so huge and it's such a diverse community that we do have access issues with different restaurants and different movie theaters and different hospitals. And San Diego's may be different and San Francisco's may be different and Sacramento's may be different. Would you let me finish? Thank you. But I know they may not be that different, but there are some differences. And I think that if we figured out a way to have somebody represent each area and bring it back to the whole membership would be a good idea.
Vivian, here's the microphone.
Okay, you know what? I'm just thinking it would be awesome. Oh, I'm thinking it would be awesome to be able to have a representative, or several representatives, go to lunches like the Lions Clubs and what's the one? Is it Kiwanis? Is that what it's called? Kiwanis. Yeah, service clubs, and see if we can be a speaker and let them know about our GDUC and CCB, of course, and have readily available information to give out to them. And I think that'd be a jump start because they're the ones that have the business connections. And so I think that'd be a good network approach.
Hi. Someone mentioned the Islamic situation in Santa Clara County, where I live. From the continent of Asia, it's 57%, largest in the United States, and we have a serious problem with Hindu and Indian population. And one quick example is when I got out of a cab. The driver bowed down to me and says, I'm free from you and your dog. So, situations like that needs to be addressed.
Oh, okay.
There's one other person here. Nellie, you wanted?
Yes. And Atticus. Hi. I had an idea that... this is Nellie Emerson, and I had an idea that it would be really helpful to GDUC as well as to CCB if some of our members could join a local chamber of commerce or plan to be a speaker at a chamber of commerce, because you can catch a lot of businesses at one time if you're there for one of their meetings as a speaker. You get a lot of exposure and bring your materials to share with everybody.
Okay. Alice first.
Okay, so all of these ideas have to do with access, and I think that that's fantastic. We're all facing it. Today's program is going to be on that topic. And we have an expert that's going to be coming into speaking with us. So what I would encourage you to do is to make sure that your friends that wanted to sleep in today to come and attend this, because what we'll be able to do is really leave that meeting with an action plan for what we can do individually and as an organization. So thank you.
All right. This is not ideas. Moving on. Yes. Two items. One is resurrecting the idea of getting a website. When this initially came up, we have a provider. We had allocated money toward it. But what we don't have is members who want to participate in the process of putting the website together. And it is a process. It does take time. It does. It requires some, decent writing. And we need people who have some knowledge of WCAG. Well, actually, we don't need that. Actually, we don't need it. The writing is important. Organization. I mean, we need to put together the whole site, and then the provider will put it up for us. So I'm calling out to our members again to see who is interested in assisting with putting together a website. That was number one. The second thing is I'd really like to talk about our exhibit booth and fundraising. Our exhibit booth is doing well, which is nice, but
the issues we have are more regarding the organization of the booth. No schedule was put together, and therefore whoever is there is there, and basically I run there when nobody's there. And that's just, you know, fundraising chair habit from before. But that it has to be more organized. It really does. It should never be a time when no one is there. That should never happen. So it's just, whoever is going to do fundraising, it really needs to be better organized.
Okay, I do need to cover an item, and we have had a call or so on some things that we can discuss partially, not totally at this moment, but we did receive a letter, basically, and we've discussed this before, that's what brought up the resolution of 13B, resolution B, the 13, 2013 B6, or B6 2013. There we go. And someone is, of course, as we know, trying to incorporate the name of GDUC. We would like to maintain our name. We know that this has been our name since at least 1984. We did receive a letter that told us they were trying to get the name, and a letter stating that basically the name was being taken. And it was called a cease and desist letter that we stopped using the name of GDUC, and we are considering and actually thinking of arguing this and fighting it, possibly legally, and part of what we may have to do is to actually use a little bit of our treasury towards this matter. One of the conditions that we have to do is to work with CCB, and if it's possible that we would have to use some money for legal funds. It's also possible and probable that what we have to do by May 15th is to fill out papers of incorporation so that we will be right in there for the fight in order to maintain our name. And yeah, one sec. And so I just wanted you to know and make sure that you folks are in agreement that as members, that we do maintain our name that we have had for an extremely long time of at least 32 years. And wait, Margie first and then Frank.
Thank you. We have too many chiefs up here, myself included. Anyway, I just wanted, for the record, the cease and desist letter asked us to stop using the name of Guide Dog Users of California Incorporated, of which we have not used. We are Guide Dog Users of California, period. Thank you.
Okay, that is true. And but they're still fighting that with this letter, so we are still going to have to put things together. Frank?
Mr. President, I move that Guide Dog Users of California allocate a sum up to $2,000 to be used for the purpose of filing an incorporation and defending our name, legally defending our name. For filing incorporation and for defending our legal name.
So that's the motion, and it has a separate
Charlie. Okay.
I'm sending the mic back to you.
hold on. Okay, we're going to open up some discussion. Charlene asked to speak. Margie asked to speak for, and if we have anyone against, I would like you to be prepared because I'll take a speaker against this motion if we have one. So, Margie?
This is Margie. Actually, I'm not speaking for or against. I'd like some clarification. So what I heard was we have $4,000-some-odd in our treasury. We have committed up to $1,500 already for legislative work on our two bills, getting our members up to Sacramento. And I'm just trying to clarify so we know what we're voting on in the end. Now we're talking $2,000, up to $2,000 for legal funds at $3,500. That would leave us roughly $500 in our treasury. There you go.
I would make a friendly amendment that when and if, there is an if it when and if it is time to take any legal action, that at that time we decide, based on where our treasury is, what we can allocate. And not actually put an amount to it.
Frank, you said that is not a friendly amendment, I heard. So, Vita, is that a motion for an amendment, or is since it's not a friendly amendment? Okay. Okay, we need a second for the amendment, please. Okay, Pam seconded. All right. So, on the amendment, only the amendment right now. Discussion? Would someone like to speak for the amendment? I mean, Vita did, but I still want to see if there's a pro and a con. So, okay.
The reason I support that amendment is that I think that we might be a little premature in allocating funds. The process has just begun that if we do need to pursue that with CCB and GDUC, we need to come to a decision as to how we allocate funds towards legal action. So that's my four.
Anyone to speak against the amendment?
Why can't we just call ourselves California Guide Dog Users? Or Guide Dog Handlers of California? Okay.
All right. Frank?
I believe that well, we're certainly in a dynamic situation that will call for adjustments. I think that we have sufficient knowledge, both of our current financial standing and of the dynamics at play here, at least those of us on the board do, that I think we have enough information to cast a judgment about what is a reasonable amount to make available for this purpose. That does not mean we would spend it all, but it does mean that we're making a reasonable estimate of what we can afford. And I think that's important because the CCB board's commitment to work with us on this issue is contingent on us being willing to put skin in the game. And they're going to want to know how much, and they have the right to know that. And so I think that we need to put on our big people pants here and take a stand and say, this is what we're in a position to do. And so that's, and I don't think we need to put that off. The membership is here. The supreme body of GDUC is here in this room. And I think we have sufficient information to make that decision.
Thank you. I'm going to take one, Margie, four, and then we'll see if there's one more against on the amendment. Margie.
I got it.
Oh,
thank you. Sorry.
No, you're doing fine. Thank you so much. I wish to speak in favor of this motion. Frank has said most of the reasons. However, we have the money, and usually organizations with the most money have the want to be tight, but the supreme body's here, and later I will make, if this fails, I will make a friendly amendment to Frank's, but we are the body, and we have the money.
Well, wait, you said you're speaking of the amendment. The amendment.
You said you were speaking in favor of the amendment.
That's correct? The amendment is that we
no,
do
I'm
not...
No, I'm speaking in opposition. I was wrong.
Yeah,
sorry.
You said
I'm
you
sorry.
Favor.
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
In
yes. Yes, thank you. Sorry, I'm confused myself.
You'd be the first one to say what I just said.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike. Could you clarify, please, what it is that we're doing? I just, because I was going to say something wrong. I think I had it right.
The amendment...
There you go.
The amendment to the motion is that we do not allocate an amount. And, well, that's why I wanted to make sure Margie spoke actually against it instead of for it. Is there anyone to speak for it? And Frank already did, so. Okay, Vivian?
Against.
Okay. I have reservations about the amount. I'd rather see like maybe $1,500, but not just having $500. Oh, okay. All right.
Can I say one more thing then? Since Frank got to say one more thing.
No.
Yeah.
We only have X amount of members in this room. I think it's really unfair for us to make this kind of big decision about our treasury with such a small amount of people. I think this should be a membership conversation on the phone. This is their money. It's everybody's money in the treasury. And I think the members have a right to also express their views.
Here, Judy.
This is a valid membership meeting, and we have a quorum, and we can make decisions like this.
You've got it right there.
All right, we're going to vote on the amendment. We need to. Okay. The amendment, again, is that we do not specify an amount for both legal and incorporation purposes. And with that in mind, let's try this. Voice vote? What? Not on this, we don't. This is a motion. All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no.
No.
Noes have it. There's no question. All right, back to the motion. Now, Vivian, you want to put a friendly amendment in?
what's said right now is $2,000.
Okay, yes. Right here.
Okay. My friendly amendment is that we reduce it to 1,500, and that if we need more, that's when we make that decision. That's it.
Great.
He's thinking.
Yes. Okay, he accepts that.
And
does
the seconder?
And who's okay? Second. Okay. It's so. We've already done the amendment. I think we've had plenty of discussion. The motion is that we can spend up to $1,500, for incorporation and legal funds. Vita? Yes, it was. It was for the combination of incorporation and legal fund. We okay? All right. Okay. So I am going to call for the motion here for the question. All those in favor of trying to keep our name and spend, if necessary, up to $1,500 for incorporation and legal funds, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. Thank you. So ordered. Abstentions. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Wait. How many abstention?
One, three. Three.
Four.
Wait a minute.
One.
Yeah, raise your hand if you're abstaining, please. And Jan, can you count hands, please?
Thank you.
And I'm going to ask once again, with raising hands, just because if we know how many abstained, how many in favor? I think this is one I'm going to.
Okay.
And how many? Oh, well, 6 and 5 is 11.
Yeah.
Hey, I can still add. Okay. Thank you. That's a real tough one. Any other items to come before the business meeting, before we adjourn for our program? Okay, we will keep you informed of everything that is happening, folks, as much as we are able to do. And with that, do we have a motion to adjourn? Okay, and
Margie,
Charlene. And remember, please come back within like 10 minutes so we can start our morning program.
Wait a minute.
Well, I'm going to vote. I know it's going to pass, so I just want to make sure everyone, I want people here for the program. All those in favor say aye. Opposed say no. Abstentions. Okay, please come back in 10 minutes.